Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We've been sharing with you on the subject of overcoming iniquity in your life. And we're going to be talking about being cleansed of all filthiness today. Now, we've talked about Satan, the originator of iniquity. He was perfect in all his ways until iniquity was found within him. And we know this is one of the mysteries the Bible talks about. Iniquity is the effects of one sin upon themselves. When a person sins, they have sinned from their soul. And the iniquity is that which is of the heart, hidden sins within. Those secret sins, and they are revealed through the Word of God by the Spirit of God in the light of His countenance. We've talked about how iniquity gets a hold of you through a variety of means and all the effects of it. It brings so much destruction physically, mentally. It can cause sickness and disease. It causes much bondage in a person's life. You go into captivity because of iniquity. Well, we've talked about how we can be cleansed from this iniquity. And as we know our iniquities and we deal with these areas, as our heart convicts us of this, then we're going to return to the Lord. We're going to order our steps in line with the Word of God. We're going to truly repent and start walking in His ways and get rid of all the filthy garments, causing the iniquity to depart from us. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to be talking about being cleansed of filthiness today in Revelation 3, verse 4. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. We want to be those who do not defile our garments. You know, Jesus is coming back for a church without spot and without wrinkle, and we are to be one of those who have not defiled our garments. We're to walk with Him in white. That is purity and righteousness. And then it says, for they are worthy. We'll be worthy of the Lord. We'll walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing in our life. In Job 15:16, it says, how much more abominable and filthy is man which drinketh iniquity like water. If we continue in sin, we are drinking iniquity like water, and it causes a filthiness within us. In Isaiah 64:6, the Bible says, we're all an unclean thing. All our righteousness are as filthy rags. Talks about how we fade as a leaf and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Well, praise God for the blood of Jesus. We can confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Not only are we in right standing with the Lord when we're born again, but we can be restored to right fellowship as we confess our sins. At the same time, that does not deal with all the filthiness, because we have to deal with the spiritual filthiness, the fleshly filthiness, and from the iniquity that comes within us. In Proverbs chapter 30, verse 12, the Bible says, there's a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. We must realize that everybody thinks that they're right in their own sight a lot of times. They think they're pure even in their own eyes, but they're deceived. Until you are washed from your filthiness. In 2 Chronicles 29:5, he said to those Levites, and those were the priests, and we are priests today, a holy priesthood and a royal priesthood, he said, sanctify now yourselves, and sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers, and carry forth the filthiness out of the holy place. You know, there were three parts in that Old Testament temple, the Holy of Holies, the Holy Place, and the Outer Court. The Holy of Holies is likened unto our spirit, the Holy Place likened to our soul, and the outer court likened to our body. Here he's talking about carrying forth the filthiness out of the holy place in order to sanctify themselves, sanctifying the house of the Lord. And this is speaking of bringing all of this out of the soul realm in our life. Now in 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 16, we need to see another scripture somewhat similar to this. It says, and the priests went into the inner part of the house of the Lord. What did they do? They went in to cleanse it. and they brought out all the uncleanness that they found in the temple of the Lord. The priest, that's us, went into the inner part of the house, that's us going into the heart, dealing with all that filthiness within us, to cleanse it and to bring out all that uncleanness. God wants all the filthiness out of the holy place in you. He wants you to bring every bit of that uncleanness out of you in your life. We must be cleansed of the filthiness. In Ezra chapter 6, verse 21, here it says the children of Israel that were come out of the captivity, it said those were the ones who had separated themselves from the filthiness of the heathen of the land. And they were seeking the Lord God of Israel. You need to definitely separate yourself from the things of this world. Separate yourself from the filthiness of the things in this land. You know, so many Christians have compromised so many things in their life. And many people say, well, this is the 90s. Hey, the 90s is full of sin and compromise and abominations. There's so many things that have come into society that are acceptable, that are contrary to the Word of God. You can't compromise the Word of God in your lifestyle just because of the way things are in this day and age in the world. This is all the activity of worldliness and sin and the work of the enemy. Separate yourself from all the filthiness of those who are walking in the ways of the world. Ezra chapter 9, verse 11. Here he said it was an unclean land with filthiness of the people of lands, with their abominations, which have filled it from one end to another with their uncleanness. Isn't this exactly what's happening in America today? I'll tell you, God wants you to separate yourself and get rid of all of the filth out of your life. Do not let yourself listen to garbage. Do not watch garbage on the TV. Stay away from the things that are not of the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 4, verse 4, it says, the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion. God is going to wash all this away, to cleanse you and to set you free. In Lamentations chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible talks about Jerusalem, the type of the church, who has grievously sinned and turned backward. What happened? It said her filthiness was in her skirt. She was full of filthiness. And she came down. Why? Because she gave place to the enemy. The enemy magnify himself. And what happened? The heathen was ever able to enter into the sanctuary because the enemy prevailed. It is very important that you overcome if you are going to walk free from sin and iniquity and filthiness. You need to overcome bondage in your life. You need to overcome areas of sin in your life. You need to deal with that sin that so easily besets you and not let the enemy prevail in your life. God's given you authority over the enemy and you need to come against him. The Bible says now that we can awake to righteousness and sin not. Don't let the devil prevail over you in your life. In Ezekiel chapter 36, he says, I'll sprinkle clean water upon you. That's the washing of the water of the Word. And you shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols, which I will cleanse you. And he says, I'll save you from all of your uncleanness. God will save us. He will deliver us. He will heal us. He will set us free from all of that uncleanness in our life and set you free. Praise God. Over in Ezekiel 36, verse 33, says, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all of your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell on the cities, and the way shall be builded. You know, so many people, they want to see themselves being built up and strengthened and being fruitful and walk in victory. Well, he says, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, then I'll cause you to dwell on the cities, and the way shall be builded. Otherwise, we got to get cleansed. That's why the Bible says that we have been given precious promises, and as we take these promises, we're to cleanse ourselves of all the filthiness of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. Praise God. In Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 1, he says, woe to her that is filthy and polluted. Don't let yourself be filthy and polluted with the things of this world or of sin or of compromise. Why was it? And here we give many reasons why people are filthy and polluted today. A lot of them, they don't even know it. It said in verse 2 that she obeyed not the voice. If you don't obey the voice of the Lord, you'll be filthy and polluted because you'll walk in your own ways, the ways of the flesh, which is sin. Then it said she received not correction. So many Christians don't want to receive correction today. You need to be ready to receive correction. Every one of us need to be ready to be corrected. The Word of God is profitable not only for doctrine, but also for reproof and correction, as well as instruction in righteousness. She received not correction. She wasn't willing. Therefore, you'll have filthiness and you'll be polluted in your life. And it goes on and says, she trusted not in the Lord. God wants you to trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He'll direct your paths. Trust in Him. He's going to bring the things to pass. Walk by faith, not by sight. Then another reason there in Zephaniah 3:2 of why she was filthy and polluted, it said she drew not near to her God. If you don't draw nigh to God, He won't be able to draw nigh to you. You've got to get rid of that filthiness. You've got to hear His voice, receive His correction, trust in the Lord, and draw nigh to Him and get in the Word of God. And Zechariah 3:3, Joshua was clothed with filthy garments. And what was the answer? Take away the filthy garments from him. And he said, I've caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I'll clothe thee with a change of raiment. God wants us to get renewed to the truth, get rid of all the filthy garments, put on the garments of God, the Word of God in every area of your life, and it will cause the iniquity to pass from you. And He wants you to cut off everything that is not of Him in your life. You know, James 1:21 says we're to receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save our soul. John 15:3 says you are clean through the word. I'll tell you, God's Word, when you're walking in it, you're walking in the Spirit, and it's going to cleanse you. If you walk in the flesh, that brings uncleanness and filthiness in your life. God wants you to turn away from all that filthiness. He's called us unto holiness, not to uncleanness. I'll tell you, it's time for you to make a decision that you're going to yield yourself to the ways of the Lord. If you yield your member servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, it produces more iniquity. But if you yield your members as servants to righteousness, it produces holiness in your life. You know, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6 through 14 on through 18, it talks about not having yourself with unbelievers and staying away from those that are walking in unrighteousness, and touch not the unclean thing. Separate yourself, and what's God going to do? Then He's going to receive you, praise God. Touch not unclean things. And it goes on and says that you are supposed to cleanse yourself from all the filthiness of flesh and spirit, that's casting out the demons and dealing, crucifying the flesh, that you might perfect holiness in the fear of the Lord. Our final scripture, Revelation 3:4, there's a few names that haven't defiled their garments that walk with me in white. Be one of those that don't defile your garments, but be cleansed of all filthiness. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.